Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, wankers, Merry Masturbation Month. It's still May, so celebrate. And spankers. Spankin' art is out. Yes, indeed. Bezos wouldn't publish it, probably because his pecker's in it. But we got it published anyway. Thank you, Downtown LA Printer. And Spankin' Art, the new edition of Speakeasy Journal, is out. And we introduced it at DomCon. Yes, indeed. And that's where we're just coming back from. The 16th annual DomCon LA. And my fifth. And oh my God, yes. DomCon is the meta gala. It is a Met Gala, but it's also the Met Gala of Fetish and the Comic-Con of Kink and Game of Thrones without all the gross and gratuitous murder and mayhem. Yes, indeed. And better outfits. You bet. You can check them out on my DomCon 2019 blog. And sometimes we took off the outfit and put on our bathing suits and went into the jacuzzi. Woo! Me and Shannon. Shannon is here. She survived her first DomCon. Yes, indeed. She is. And those jacuzzi jets were extremely dominant.
Mm-hmm. I felt my life
went
ending.
After us. Oh, my goddess. Woo! Right up the neck like a dom just grabbing you by the neck. Saying you will get wet. And we did. And we had so much fun. Oh, the fetish, the latex. Yes, I wore my damask. And also Mademoiselle Elo. And also the latex store. And so we're going to talk about DomCon tonight. We're going to show you some of the pages of Speakeasy, Spank, and Art. Oh boy, this is so hot. And the Doms loved it. It is beautiful. I'm just trying to find a page I could show you. Yeah, because some of them... here's Mistress Cyan spanking me a couple of years ago. This is kind of clean. We had so much fun with Mistress Cyan. She is the headmistress of DomCon as well as Sanctuary. And we so appreciate all the work she does and everything to make the femdoms feel good, you know, in a roiling sea of misanthropy and military buildup and ecocide and greed of the patriarchies. Domkon is an island of female empowerment, male well-being. You gotta make those bananas happy. Yeah, nothing wrong with that. And peace. Peace through pleasure. That's the Bonobo way. Peace through pleasure. And yeah, we brought the Bonobo way to DomCon LA. It was a big hit. I mean, a lot of the Doms are starting to kind of absorb the message, to kind of get that being a female in charge, you know, whether you're a natal female. I know the technical term is cis, but that always sounds like a sissy to me. And there are sissies. There are great sissies at DomCon. But I'm talking about just women who are born women or a trans woman. You know, whatever kind of woman you are treated well at DomCon. Or if you're just a man who wants to get in touch with his feminine side for the weekend. Queen for a day. No. Yeah. And yes, we let Trump come to our workshop, but he had to be gagged with a banana. Keep that gag in, you presidents. Naughty, naughty. And of course, he is on a pee pad created by the artist Jeffrey Valance. Not only is it a pee pad, it is a puppy pee pad. That's right. So, just in case he has an accident, we don't want him messing up my mom's Eames chair. No. So, anyway, we're going to talk about DomCon. We'll maybe do some things. Celebrate Masturbation Month. Yes, indeed. It is still May. There is still time, and we would love to talk to you because it's not one of those really busy shows. So if you want to give us a call, the number is, let's see, what is the number? 626. We've got a new number. We just moved into this place. As you can see, my clothes are still out here in the studio. This one got the Saran wrap taken off because it had some latex in it, and I had to take it to DomCon. It doesn't have the latex back in it. We have to lube it up. Yeah. Latex and love go well with lubrication. So, yeah, we haven't really unpacked yet. We've been so busy, and so we're just, you know, doing a show with the wardrobe here. And so we'd like to talk with you, you know, if you want to ask a question, tell a story, share a fantasy, tell us what's on your mind or in your heart or between your legs. Yes. Right between your legs, darling. That is where the libido is located. I mean, I agree with all those, you know, kind of whatever, sex experts that say that, hey, you know, a lot of sex is between the ears. And that is true. But don't forget between the legs. Don't forget the body. Don't forget, you know, some people say, what is the biggest sex organ of the body? It must be the brain. No. What is it, Shannon?
It's the heart.
No, that would be a big heart that would be in need of cardiac surgery. Very much an open heart bypass, I think, quadruple. No, it's the skin. The skin is an organ, and it's all over you. And it feels so good when it's touched.
Did you say the most right erotic way. Organ in the body? The biggest erotic organ in the body? Was that
the biggest sexual organ. But it's also maybe the biggest organ. I think it's the biggest
organ, period.
Yeah, it's certainly bigger than the brain or the heart or the kidney. It is the biggest organ.
It is.
And it's the biggest sexual organ. It is what connects us to others. really. Others aren't going to go in there and feel our brain or our heart. They are going to feel our skin. And that's what we like to feel good. Oh, I've got the number on a piece of paper. Someone thought I really forgot it. No. Thank you, Harry Sapien. But it does make it easy, though. Okay. So the number for you to call, you have to actually use your phone as a phone for this.
And I put it in the chat, too, multiple times.
But our number is 626-461-5950. We do have an 800 number, a toll-free number, in case you're cheap, and you're in North America. You can call, 1-866-289-7068. I know I said that fast, because I've been saying that one for years. 1-866-289-7068. But if you want to just call the regular number, if you're in Paris, vive la France, or Saudi Arabia, you can call 626, got to call the country code and all that first, but then 626-461-5950, baby. Woo! We love that zero. Woo, like an O.
You need to make it into a jingle.
Oh, no. So, okay. And yeah, I mean, if you write something on our little Facebook Live thing here, and it's interesting, not just hi or wow. Well, wow might get you a shout out.
We have Phoenix Steele said DomCom was amazing. Happy Saturday night.
Oh, Phoenix Steele.
Call us.
Yes,
please.
Mistress Phoenix Steele. Call us up. Actually, I had quite a very nice tea at the Mistress Tea. She was my tea partner. And we talked about our mutual, dearly departed friend, Goddess Sadie Hawkins. And, oh, my goddess, she was such a goddess. And she really loved the Bonobo Way. I gave it to her. She actually read it. She quoted passages to me. But she was just a sweet person, an expert in corsetry and all kinds of domination, and just a wonderful femdom, just the true bonobo femdom that I talk about. And she lived in Phoenix, which is why Phoenix and Phoenix Steele lives in Phoenix.
Oh.
Yeah. And she wanted to disengage from a certain slave that she had. I mean, I'm sure she saw different submissives of different types for, you know, sometimes an hour, and sometimes it was a slave that would work with her regularly. And so I think this was one that worked with her regularly. Wow, starting on a really sad note, even though Mistress Phoenix is a beautiful person, Goddess Phoenix was a beautiful person, and she died a very short time ago, like less than 6 months ago. And I had heard that she died, and I felt bad, and I didn't research it, and I just thought, you know, so many people are dying from so many things. I mean, she was young, I guess, in her 40s, and, you know, from climate change, really, and people are getting cancer at younger ages, and all kinds of possibilities for kicking the bucket. That wasn't it.
Phoenix.
I found out from Mistress Phoenix that Goddess Sadie was murdered by that former slave that she wished to disengage from. She had a premonition, and she said she wanted to disengage, and the slave came and shot her dead, and then she shot herself. And, wow. I mean, I said that DomCon is Game of Thrones without the mass murder and mayhem, and that's true so far. We're lucky. There hasn't been a mass murder like happens in schools and shopping malls and churches and synagogues and mosques and everywhere. But there are individual murders. There are. I don't want to talk about all of them, but this one, I guess, hit me right in my heart. Not my biggest organ, but certainly, or my brain, it just, she was such a wonderful person and killed so violently. And rest in peace, Goddess Sadie Hawkins. Or as Del Rey likes to say, rest in pleasure. I don't know if you feel pleasure once you're over there or wherever, but just know that your spirit is recognized by all of us now, by me, by Shannon, by the crew, everyone out there. You know, and we do have to take care of each other. That's one of the messages. I mean, it's such a hard lesson to learn. How do you take care of each other? She was trying to disengage, but, you know, this person was very attached to her. That's no excuse. This person should not have had a gun. Maybe she was an amosexual. Maybe she loved that gun like a surrogate dick, you know, or I don't know. Or maybe she was off her meds. Or maybe. Many, many possibilities. I don't know. But I do know we have to be very careful. And that Dom Khan, I mean, I wasn't going to start by talking about this, but Dom Khan is very cautious now, more cautious than when I first went there 5 years ago. But the world has changed in the past 5 years. And it's gotten dirtier in many ways. We're dirtying the earth. The doers with their fossil fuels, and the amosexuals with their shootings. And then there's the poor people who aren't really amosexual. They're just messed up. And they find a gun, they have a gun, and they use it without thinking. Maybe they're drunk, maybe they're on drugs, or off the drugs they should be on. This is why we do need gun control. But we also need more than that. We need people caring, people helping the incels out there, the unhappy people, the lonely people, and certainly protecting each other and taking precautions. We do need to take precautions. And I thank Dom Khan for protecting us, for being great guardians of all these fabulous femdoms. And I don't know, let's just have a hand, maybe. Do you applaud someone when they've died? I just think a hand for Goddess Sadie Hawkins. Just a beautiful person.
Phoenix added another comment. She said, yes, we did have a great conversation. She's the one who told me about your book. So she introduced Mistress Phoenix Steele to the Bonobo Way.
Wow, I'm just thrilled to hear that. You know, I mean, thrilled, she did so much in that short life of hers, the life taken too quickly. And one of the things she did was to share the Bonobo Way. And I'm so glad she shared it with Mistress Phoenix Steele.
I'm sure many others, too.
And yeah, I think so. She was very enthusiastic, certainly on Twitter and at Dom Khan, so she was already sharing it, and I did get to meet, you know, this beautiful person, Phoenix Steele. So out of darkness always comes some light, and so I am grateful. I spent the rest of Sunday after I heard that being just so grateful for life and for love and for Captain Max and for everyone in Bonoboville and everyone in Dom Khan. Life is precious. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
That was kind of weak. I'm going to address that in a minute. Can I get an A-women?
A-women.
All right, yeah, it's better.
Oh,
you know, we got to give it to the men, too. But you know what, that life is precious statement, I almost regret saying that because a terrible woman said it the other day. to excuse signing a bill that pretty much guarantees the death of many other women, younger women than her. And she said, "Life is all human life is precious." This was Alabama Governor Kay Ivey the day she signed this bill. That I'm sure is going to be challenged in the courts, but in the meantime, it's spreading like machine gun fire, like it's like some kind of crazy person just shooting up the South, and all over the South. I'm sure it's going to come up to us. These anti-abortion bills, and they're not just, you know, like late term. Not that I believe in that either, but they are any time you get like. The highest, you're basically accused of murder. And it's terrible. It just shows, you know, women, individual women, are not always pro-women. That's right. Some of them are. Some of us are. And in general, I support women. But I also support men and everybody in between, and I do it based on you and who you are, not on your gender. So we got Michael from Austin, Texas, the best city in Texas from what I've heard.
Yeehaw!
Besides San Antonio, of course. Yeah, okay. Michael, are you there? He's on the line, I think. Hello, Michael. Do you hear me? This is exciting here with our technology. We have a Michael. Is he there?
Michael.
He's there, but the technology is not there.
Can he not hear me?
But we can't hear him.
It says he wants to talk about intimate relationships. Maybe he's having an intimate relationship with himself right now, it being Masturbation Month. Or
can you hear me?
Ah, there you are. Right. Oh, and you have a good, strong voice. Okay. Excellent. Hello, Michael.
Hi, Susan. How are you?
I'm all right. I mean, you know, I've just been talking about sad, scary stuff, but hey, I'm alive and I'm happy to be here.
That's good.
What did you want to talk about? Intimate relationships?
So I have I have a reoccurring pattern where I bring a sharing fantasy into my relationships, and it ruins them every time.
You bring a... Did you say sharing?
Yes.
Sharing, like S-H-A-R-I-N-G. Sharing.
Correct.
Toys, people, what kind of sharing?
People.
Okay, so...
I bring in the idea of having the woman that I'm with having sex with another man.
Gotcha. Would you call that cuckolding, or is that not a term you like?
That's not a term I like.
I gotcha. So do you like the term swinging?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. Or is it more like polyamory, where you have a serious relationship with the other person? Or is it
polyamory.
So you find a guy that you get along with and that she wants to have sex with, and the two guys have sex with her at the same time or separately in your ideal?
No, my fantasy was to have another guy and myself having sex with her.
Right. Two guys. Yes, that's what I said.
And what has happened in this last relationship is it evolved. She didn't want to do that. She wasn't comfortable, but she did want to have sex with guys apart, away from me.
Well... Most women want to have sex with different guys. That's very common. But sharing, as you so eloquently put it, and you're right, it means being open and honest about it and doing it to some extent with the other person, or maybe to the full extent. Maybe all
right.
Three of you have sex with all three of you. Is that how you see it?
Yes.
Okay. And you're bisexual, I guess.
It depends on the person.
Well... We're saying in an ideal situation with a great person, great guy,
sure.
Great gal, you'd have sex with both, and they would have sex with each other.
Sure.
Okay. So did you meet this woman at a bar, yes, through work, at a polyamory munch?
No. I met her through a dating app, and it started off monogamous.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That's a rough one. When they start off monogamous, and then you go, you want to branch out. I mean, it's possible, and if both parties are interested, but I would say you're so kind of into it, and I think it's great, by the way. I'm all for it. That maybe you should go to a polyamory gathering of some sort and try to connect with women. Even if you don't meet the woman of your dreams, you'll get a better sense of what kind of woman really is into this with more than one guy that she has feelings for as well as sex with. It's kind of scary, but it's the way to go.
Where I'm at now is along the lines of, I don't want to have this fantasy.
You don't want to. Oh, that's so hard. Okay.
Because,
well, we can give you, we can send you to a sex addiction clinic and or to a church thing where they, you know, beat it out of you. Mike Pence might have a solution for you. You're going to have this fantasy, believe me. You don't have to act on it, but I can hear the passion in your voice. I don't think you're going to just get rid of it. In terms of your mind, it might not be the biggest sex organ of your body, but it's a big one, that mind is. And, you know, I mean, and you seem like an open kind of guy, and I like that. I think it's better than cheating, better than you, you know, finding a guy in a men's room while you're doing a road trip or something.
Sure,
right?
I am.
And also, that's kind of not safe sex. A lot of the guys that are not, you know, kind of open about it, and girls, for that matter, but, you know, a lot of guys I hear from are practicing unsafe sex because they're just so, they don't want to have it. They don't want to, but then it just builds up so much, so much, so much, they got to do it. And maybe they're in a car and they pull over and, you know, some other guys are feeling that way, you know, because it's rampant, especially
sure.
in this homophobic
so
land of ours.
Is in our relationship with my ex, we're now broken up. It was, our intention was to create more passion in our relationship. Not that it was needed, but we both wanted to. But what actually happened is she became more distant and separate and just wanted to date other guys in the end and dumping me.
So your sex life was good?
Yes.
You were monogamous and you had good sex. And for how long?
6 months.
Okay. Well, when you're starting monogamous, and that's where she's at, that's not long enough to introduce this new concept of sharing, this new thing that, you know, involves three of you. I mean, I'm not saying it can't work, but it can work right away when you're with a polyamorous woman. It could, you know, but 6 months, it's like she's thinking, uh-oh, this guy, you know, he's not really into me. That's what a lot of women think who don't understand polyamory. They think, oh, you know, he wants to be with a guy or he wants to be with somebody else. And then their mind goes back to, he wants to be with a guy, you know. And I think a polyamorous woman might think that, but it's more likely that she would think, yeah, he's polyamorous. Maybe we'll work this out.
Yeah, no, she was more in the place of understanding. It was about opening up her sexuality and feeling more free as a feminine woman.
Okay. But she didn't want to. She was like that intellectually.
She didn't want to with me.
With you.
Yeah. So the relationship ended, and now she has all these different guys that she's been flirting with or talking to or hanging out with.
Oh.
And now I'm stuck. And so here's the second part to my question is now I can't ejaculate without thinking about her with another guy.
Ah, now we come back to the cuckold fantasy, which you don't like. I think you should just embrace all of it. I think it's great. It's very bonobo, all of it. And you're fighting it. When you fight your sexual fantasies, then they become more powerful. It's Game of Thrones between what you think you should do and what your libido wants you to feel. Not necessarily do. You don't have to act on everything you feel. But if you fight your feelings and you say, no, I don't really feel that. I don't want to feel that. Then you'll feel that a lot. So, you know, yeah, it's pretty normal and common for a guy like you in this position, especially since now she is seeing other guys. Is she seeing more than one guy at once? Is she having sex with different guys or just one at a time?
I don't know anymore.
A serial monogamist, you know? I mean, let's just put it this way. Even with our so-called monogamy in our culture, there's a lot of people having sex with different people. Somehow, they work it out.
Yeah.
But a lot of people want to call themselves monogamous, and they don't want to have it all happen at once like you do. So you're thinking about her. That's fine. You might as well. But at the same time, and it's masturbation month. You should think about her for masturbation, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Do you masturbate? Of course you do. Everyone does. If they don't, they're lying.
A lot, actually.
A lot. Uh-oh. Too much for your taste?
It depends. It ebbs and flows.
Masturbation is a beautiful thing. It's a gift. As Diogenes, the great Greek philosopher, said, would to God that I could rub my stomach to allay my hunger. No, you can't do that. You got to actually go out and eat food, which is expensive. With your sex drive, you can just rub your skin somewhere, and it'll feel good. And, I mean, you know, if you rub it in a place that feels good, and then, you know, you can allay your sexual hunger in that beautiful, cost-free way, unless you have expensive sex toys like the Sibian I played with over my DomCon weekend. Shout out to Sibian, Bunny Sibian, woohoo! Bunny Lambert actually is her name, and I think it's the same one that that trains horses, rides horses. Anyway, but it makes sense because a Sibian is like a vibrating horse. You might like it. I'm sure you've never tried it.
No, but I haven't.
You talk on the microphone when you speak. Thank you, or I'll spank you. Right.
Should I feel threatened?
Anyway.
So with the Sibian, it's like the thing you ride on. You can like adjust the speeds and everything, right? Is that what it is?
Yeah, you can adjust the speeds, right. I always start slow and vroom, build it up. Okay. And so, is my microphone okay? Now it's better. Okay. So anyway, Michael, I think you should enjoy your masturbation time. And also make sure that you get out of the house, you know, and meet new ladies and maybe men. And try to connect with someone who believes in polyamory. Mm-hmm. And if you just so happen to fall in love with someone who doesn't, and you really want to stay with that person, I would give it a little more time than 6 months. So there's different advice for different possibilities. Okay?
Yeah.
Did you have any other questions for me? Does that take care of you?
Yeah, that takes care of me.
Okay, Michael, chin up. You sound a little mopey. I think it's great. You're very bonobo to be a polyamorous man. And I'm all for it. And I'm all for the honesty. So good luck, and let us know what happens, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
So that was Michael. And, you know, he sounded a little mopey, but he'll masturbate and feel better. And, you know, I think whatever turns you on is okay. It's the erotic theater of the mind. You know, it's not like you're actually doing it. I mean, think about the people that create Game of Thrones, what they fantasize about. It's awful. You know, as long as they don't do it, I guess it's okay. Although I kind of fault them because they are putting all that violence out there for us to consume with our sex organ brains. Woo. And it's nasty. It's nasty what Hollywood does to us. Much nastier than what porn does to us. Okay, you got that, brothers and sisters? That's my belief. Porn doesn't rot your brain. Hollywood films do. You know, with all the murder and mayhem. There's rarely a snuff film. Rarely any murder and mayhem. There's none in porn. And the violence that is there is all very consensual. True, when they have anal sex, they don't show you the buildup. They don't show you all the stuff that it takes to get into that. And even into regular sex, it's not just wham, 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 wham. So that's a little artificial. But Hollywood, oh, all that killing by superheroes. Why can't these superheroes have sex? Well, they do in Axel Braun parody movies. So anyway, if you want to see superheroes have sex, just Google your favorite superhero and porn, or Axel Braun, who is the son of our good, dearly departed friend, Lossie Braun, who created loops, sexual loops. That's right. Okay, so I think that was an interesting call. Well, for me. I mean, maybe not for everybody. And Michael was kind of mopey. But I like him because he's very bonobo, and he wants to have an open, honest relationship. So, yes.
Tell Phoenix to call, because she keeps on writing comments about our previous conversation with Michael.
Give us a call.
Do you want me to read her comments to you?
Sure.
Is he fighting it because he's been programmed by society for so long to not accept the situation?
Let's just hear. Is that
what she wrote.
That's the first comment.
And then she wrote another thing.
Okay. So, yes, of course he's fighting it for that reason. You're absolutely right, Mistress Phoenix. He is fighting it because society programs us that we should be monogamous. And, you know, if you don't have a little give in your monogamy, it's very hard to do that. It's not natural. Monogamy is not natural to any apes, and humans are apes. You know, gorillas have harems, orangutans play the field, common chimps, they have sex with all different partners, and, you know, they go into heat. Now, bonobos, they also have sex with all different partners and a lot of quote-unquote gay sex. They're very bisexual. So that's why I said Michael's like a bonobo in that he wants to do it with a guy and a girl. And I guess he wants his primary relationship to be with the girl, I guess. Or maybe he just figures you got to get the girl first and then the guy. Whatever. Or maybe he is fighting it so much that he's thinking, well, maybe I'll really like this one. And not want to do it with the sharing part. I like that sharing. That's so euphemistic. See, in my day, we called it swinging. Or, you know, then the technical term becomes polyamory. But sharing sounds very bonobo. It's like sharing food, sharing sex. But practice safe sex, especially if you're in the South, because you're going to be killed if you get an abortion. You know, so... and. I mean safe sex for disease, but also for pregnancy. It's you got to use your birth control. They're going to take that away from us too, by the way. Not yet. They're working on Roe v. Wade first. Oh my God. But it just seems like a handmaid's tale is around the corner if we don't fight for our rights as individuals and politically. So thank you, Mistress Phoenix, for joining me on that...
Another comment,
okay.
Yes. She said, I mean, if he's turned on by the idea, why not embrace it and enjoy it? There's nothing wrong.
Well, you're right, Mistress Phoenix. And I guess if he were your client in your dungeon, maybe you'd spank him for his attitude. You know, I might even spank him because I love spanking. As you can see in Spankin' Art, there's a lot of pictures of me giving spankings, a few of me receiving a spanking. Here I am giving a spanking. Oh, don't show the boobs here. This is a hot ass right here. So I think you can show this on Facebook, but I'm not sure. It's just ass cheeks. But I love to give a spanking. But of course, it's got to be consensual. And maybe that's what he might like. I'll see if he calls in again and ask him. He does seem very torn, and a lot of the people that like spankings are very conflicted about what they want to do versus what they feel society expects them to do. And he certainly is trying, he said twice, he doesn't want to have the sharing fantasy. That's number one, and the desire. And he doesn't want to think about his ex-girlfriend having sex with other men. And his brain is not cooperating, because that's how it is. And, you know, Mistress Phoenix speaks a very common sense truth. But society is not, like, really topped with common sense. Really. It's not. I mean, the fact that we are possibly going to make abortion punishable by execution. This woman who says, every life is precious. And then the next day, a man is executed in Alabama. Every life, every human life is precious. Not those chickens and cows, no. Human life. But that was a human life that she just snuffed out because he participated in a murder, which is terrible, when he was 19. And now they murdered him. Revenge is what it is. It's a terrible thing. An abortion is a medical procedure that women undergo because they have to. They don't do it because they want to. They do it because they have to. It's not a kind of a frivolous thing. No. So anyway, thank you, Mistress Phoenix. I would like it if you would call in, but I understand, you know, sometimes it's hard to use your phone as a phone, is what I find in this world.
Who could have thought, right?
Who could have thought? But if you out there would like to use your phone as a phone and give us a call, follow the bonobo way. Graphic recording.
But the last thing I thought was kind of odd about Michael's situation was that he acted like he never really checked out a polyamorous club, because I'm from Texas and there's a lot of practicing
right.
polyamorous people there and that are very open about it.
And he's in Austin.
Yes.
Which is even more open.
It is. That's what the part I thought was weird. It's not like he's in a small town in like Tennessee or something.
True. I did know.
He's in a college town, too. Austin is a huge college town.
He did seem, well, and that's when I asked him, you know, have you done this? Have you gone to a munch or a party for polyamorous? And he just said, well, I really don't want to be this way. That's
yeah.
when he said that for the first time. He did not want to be this way.
But it seems like it'd be more ethical for him to acknowledge that he needs that to be able to continue a relationship, because that's why they keep on ending, is because of this fantasy he can't get rid of.
Yeah.
Like, why doesn't he just start off with a woman that's okay with that?
Maybe because he likes celebrating Masturbation Month every day of the year.
Michael, come on.
Well,
admit
I mean,
it.
That's okay. It's okay, Michael, to do that. But, you know, we're just trying to say that if you really want sharing, then go for it, and go, you know, for a woman who already says that that's what she likes. It's much easier than mm-hmm. trying to convince her, no matter how good you are at everything. Right. All right, so the number to call is 626-461-5950. That's right. 5950 626-461-5950 and you can also call 1-866-289-7068. Don't be late. Call now, because if you're late, we're not going to take your call, and then it'll be time for, you know, professional private sex therapy. See, maybe you're too scared to call because, ooh, there goes the private music. Because you think, I don't want everybody here in my business. And I understand that. And if that's how you feel, then you should call us for private therapy. Don't call the 800 number, though. That's cheap. Because you're going to have to pay for the therapy anyway. You know, it's something that we do professionally. And you're basically paying, I mean, you're paying for a lot of things. You're paying for focused help, you know, and privacy. Michael's not getting focused help. We're kind of talking about his issues in a way that hopefully does help him. I don't want to not help him. But it's not therapy where we really focus on him, you know, because, hey, we want to focus on you. Well, we want to go on to another call. I thought we had another call, but we don't. So I'll give that number out again.
Call us.
626-461-5950 or 1-866-289-7068. You can ask us a question or tell us a story or share a fantasy or an opinion. It can be an opinion. Michael kind of did all of those. You can do all of those. You know, I used to do a show where I took calls all the time. And, well, you know, that was when I was on radio, though. And I was getting a lot of audience through the radio show, as well as public access. You remember public access? Yes, indeed you do, if you're old enough. They don't have it anymore, which is sad, because much as the internet is full of, I don't know, possibilities, it's just not the same as public access TV. So here I am, ready for your call. So in the meantime, I will just talk to Shannon. Yeah, so how do you feel about the fact that your great state of Texas is trying to, I mean, a lot of people, I don't know how far they are along, and I don't know, you know, if you've got a governor like Alabama Governor Kay Ivey, who really, it's like she likes to sign death sentences, you know, execute him and you know, then make her liable for murder. But Texas does have a bill that they're trying to push that would make abortion murder, that would make you, if you get an abortion at any time, even if you're raped, even if it was your daddy, even if you're a child, you can't get an abortion. And that's what's, like I said, scattershotting all over the South. And I you know, I'm not really going to get an abortion at this point. But I just like to think of the young people, even though I don't even have children. But I wonder, what are you going to do?
That's what I'm kind of freaking out about. Like, when you kind of hear these things being proposed, you think to yourself, oh, we're not that backwards. We're not going to go back to the Stone Age like that. But then now that it's actually probably going to go into effect, that's just fucking crazy to me.
You know, that is one of the problems, is that a lot of the young women just think it is so absurd because they have grown up with abortion. They have just known that that's always there.
Because Roe versus Wade was in 73 or the early 70s. So it's kind of like, wow, they were more progressive in the 70s. And that's like,
well, they were.
Fucked
well,
up. Yeah.
Isn't that right, Max?
We can actually blame some of Bernie's followers.
Bernie's followers.
Yes, of course. Who voted for Trump.
Oh.
huge amount of them. All you Bernie guys.
Yeah, but we like girls. Bernie. I like Bernie.
I don't like their followers. His followers are full of shit.
I don't know. They're just people.
No, they're not just people. They just made this possible.
Well,
the reason we have this is because these people voted for Trump.
Well, it's because a lot of people voted for Trump.
Yes, but if these guys...
Not that he won. Hillary actually won.
But Bernie's
popular vote.
A huge amount of Bernie's people voted for Trump. It's a fact.
But the funny part is Trump's probably responsible for many abortions. That's the funny part.
Yes, he is. We know he is. And he just likes the way the religious right, you know, kneels to him like a king.
He doesn't like that. It keeps him in office. These are the people that keep him in
office. Right. Well, that's what I mean by likes.
Right-wing religious fanatics.
Right.
Like Pence, he seems like the type that hasn't been responsible for an abortion.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Because he, although, because he likes men.
He's probably mostly with men, so
yes.
Yeah.
So he wouldn't be.
Yeah. Probably not. And he has like 47 children or something like that. Really. A crazy amount. I mean, folks, this is another thing about these so-called pro-lifers.
That's perfectly fine.
They are so concerned about the child being born. But once the child is born, then what?
He's going to go through systematic orphanages and grow up.
I mean, they don't want his family to have any money.
Definitely.
They don't want him to even have lunch, or her. They certainly don't want him or her to have clean air, water, a livable environment. I mean, yeah, birth all these babies and then let them die in floods and fires and from just plain old breathing. That is where a lot of these people seem to be at. And I mean, if I'm wrong, if you think I'm wrong, give me a call. That's something you can do. You don't have to agree with me.
Too, having children's horrible for the environment, just awful. It's awful for the planet. So if you think that your sperm is worthy enough to have 40 children, then that's just so narcissistic.
Yes. Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't like to say that myself because I don't have children. And I think it's wonderful when people do, and they're great parents.
There has to be a point where you could be called excessive, right?
Well, yeah, exactly. You know, the 47 or... Like
the Duggars.
Over
they
three.
They make me sick.
Really? I mean, come on.
Are you familiar with the Duggars?
The Duggars. I've heard of them.
They're
they have
TLC reality show, yeah. Super fundamentalist Christian
family.
Right.
And are they still married?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, okay. Jim Bob is the guy's name and Jill's...
But
like
there was one set of baby makers that I think got divorced or something.
Oh, no, but the oldest Duggar kid molested his the other sisters when they were sleeping.
Oh.
And that the dad tried to bury that, and
of
then
course.
It recently came
Not
out.
Not good for ratings.
No, so their whole show got canceled.
Oh, well.
The religious people are doing all of those things that they're against.
It just showed that how hypocritical, you know, they are.
Yeah, they're sick. They're not even hypocritical. Yeah. They are sick people. Who have been brainwashed from the moment they came out of some woman's cunt.
And I mean, how are you going to keep track of all those kids?
The church grabs you, pulls you out, and the minute they pull you out, they start throwing water on you, telling you about going to hell, scaring the shit out of you.
Mm-hmm.
And it has nothing to do with reality.
But the thing that makes me even more angry about is it's making something that is, I feel like it could be good. Religion's a good thing, especially, you know, Christianity in a way. Like, there's good values in there, but just these people are fucking it up.
Well, Jesus has good values.
Jesus, that's what I'm saying.
Christianity has no value.
Christianity sucks, but Jesus is cool. Can we agree on that?
That's what it comes down to.
All of those, you know, charismatic guys are cool, and women. It's, you know, it's basically farming.
Yeah.
All comes down to farming.
Oh, I'm just trying to say.
I mean, religion before farming, I think, was, you know, there were spirits, and you would kind of appreciate the spirits and maybe worship them or maybe just have lunch with them, you know. But to fear them like that, I think that came about with farming, with owning property and people and animals, you know, owning things and living beings. And religion kind of supervises that. That's what religion does. And they try to get these charismatic people to be in charge of their religion. And yeah, I mean,
you mean like Jesus or Joel Osteen?
no, Joel Osteen is more like Paul, but worse. But Paul was the PR guy for Christianity. And anyway, I guess yeah. I mean, religion has been hijacked by capitalism. by farming.
Yeah, is that if they were more like Jesus, like actually practice what he, you know, did in the Bible, then the world wouldn't be so fucked up, I feel.
Well, it depends on what Bible reading you're doing. I mean, I guess I do believe that Jesus was married and that he had sex, but it's not really in the Bible.
No, well,
so
the Bible's
the Jesus
abridged.
Of the Bible is, I don't know, he's not having sex, so...
Well, Jesus is more like Bernie Sanders than Donald Trump. Can we disagree?
Bernie Sanders has sex.
No, I know.
He's got a cute wife.
No, I like Bernie.
Yeah.
He's tall, too.
Is he tall?
Yeah. He's 6'1".
He doesn't seem tall. He's always stooping. I think that guy has been stooping since he was born.
He was on the basketball team in college.
He stooped and shot. Yeah. Well, but The Democratic Party is obliterating Bernie. And that's why his burners were so angry. And I don't think it was a good thing that they voted for Trump, some of them. Or that some of them stayed home and didn't vote at all. They didn't want to vote for Hillary because they knew that Hillary had kind of pushed them out. And she did. And they still want to push Bernie out. And they're pushing him out. And so they're doing that partly because they have flooded... the election with candidates, all kinds of candidates, many of which have taken Bernie's message. And that's kind of a good thing, but it dilutes his power, of course, when there's all these candidates, some of which I like Elizabeth Warren and Tulsi Gabbard. But then there's Biden. So... Are we going to blame, if I don't vote for Biden?
We're going to lose.
We're going to lose, right.
Oh.
So,
have,
I mean, I understand.
And then we're going to have abortions. We're going to have no abortions. We're going to have a lot of rights.
Biden isn't real big on abortion, by the way.
You know, we did it
you
the
know,
last time.
Yeah.
We did it the last time. We voted for the two of the worst, of the two evils. We voted of the worst evil.
Well, I didn't. I voted for Hillary.
Yeah.
And she was an evil. I think Hillary was an evil. And speaking of which, her husband is here to celebrate Masturbation Month with the Dr. Susan Block Institute because, of course, he was the one that fired Dr. Joycelyn Elders when she suggested that masturbation should be taught.
In the meantime,
I want to clarify that, though.
Go ahead.
Not like taught, like, here's how you wank, kids. No. She just wanted it to be mentioned and maybe described as something that is a form of safe sex. And he fired her for that. And that was wrong. I guess, you know, I will vote for the lesser of two evils. I do that. But right now, it's a primary, and I believe in purity.
She won. What is happening right now as we speak, we are becoming a dictatorship.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
There
are things going on.
Congressman Nadler said.
There are things going on in Washington that for the first time I hear the major media say, we have a problem.
Yes.
We have a serious problem with this man.
But the major media was one of the causes of this problem.
It may have been, but now they're talking about it.
Yeah, well, they've been talking about it.
No, but not like they're talking
now. I know,
I know.
The latest is the way he's obstructing justice with the Mueller report.
It's not only him. Mm. It's the Attorney General.
Right.
It's the senators.
Well, they're doing what he wants them to do.
He has taken over the government.
Yes, he's
and
a dictator.
We
he likes
are
that.
Watching
and we
Game of Thrones.
Have to, yes, that's what people
that's
think.
That's what we're doing.
That's why they like him, because he's so entertaining. He's so entertaining. And the only way Biden can be entertaining is the way he fluffs up young girls' hair, and that's obnoxious. And it's rough. It's rough for these other candidates to be as entertaining as him.
I had a question.
Do you see? You don't see this. I am now. Well, should I point this in the direction of Facebook? No? Oops. Can you see the dunce cap? I thought that was the moving camera. It's now no longer a moving camera. Okay.
I have a question that might be a little bit more lighthearted than the previous conversation, but it's still political.
This is a serious show. Okay, go for it.
It's still political.
Let's see how long we can be lighthearted.
Out of all the primaries, you know.
Primaries?
No, primaries. All the candidates that are up in the primaries, out of the Democratic Party, whose dick or nude photo do you want to see in the Democrats and the Republicans?
Whose dick do I want to see? All of them.
I know, but if you had to choose, like, it's a silly question. Come on.
I think that's what you should answer, since you came up with, I would see all of them. I would see any of them that want to be seen. You know?
That's, like, fascinating.
I don't know. I'm not...
You're getting them down to
after to see
scene.
Any of them in particular, I guess.
I don't want to see any of them.
You don't want to see... See, I want to see all of them.
I want to see them rounded up.
You don't want to see any
I want
of
to them. See them rounded up, shackled, and brought to where they belong, and that's prison.
Even
the Democratic candidates?
No, the Republicans.
Oh, no. But she was asking about the Democratic candidates.
I don't want
candidates.
To see anybody's dick.
Oh.
Yeah.
There's some women running. There's some women running.
I look at mine all the time.
There's some women running.
Are you still there?
Well, I think Tulsi Gabbard is the sexiest woman. And I like her a lot. And I guess, you know, what's her name? Who's the former attorney general? Not attorney general, but yeah, the attorney general of California, Kamala Harris. She's very sexy. And she has recently said that she believes that sex work should be decriminalized. On a radio show, she said that. But she has a history of prosecuting... Right. She has a history of prosecuting sex workers and Backpage.
And she's which got a was 10% who, chance of winning anything.
Well, right. But we were talking about who was sexy, I guess. Who's pussy or
who's
dick
the third
you
party
see.
Candidate?
And you already see... Corey, what's his last name? Corey
Booker.
Booker's dick.
Wait, how?
It's on his neck.
Oh.
Yeah. Just like Jeff Bezos. Okay, so this is probably why we're not in Amazon right now. Although we will be selling the book in Amazon, but they wouldn't publish it. It's because
you
know.
Can you bring that up here?
We show Jeff Bezos.
Okay, here's Jeff Bezos.
Jeff Bezos' dick.
Dick
pic.
With
that's
his
kind
head
of what
on
inspired
it.
My question.
Come look. Ah, there he is. Look at him. Isn't he cute?
Can
his
you
head
get it?
Looks like a moon.
It's not shining too much, right?
In fact, he's going to live on the moon.
Right. And as I've said many times, I love bald men with big ideas. I do. But sometimes they can be very funny looking. I mean, especially when they shave their whole head. I like a little bit of hair, if you have any. Although if it's because you just don't have any, then that's cool. But the shaving business reminds me of medieval slaves. I don't know. But hey, it's cool. I mean, whatever floats your boat. But then you kind of look like a dickhead. Okay. Maybe you're not a dickhead. So, what? I don't know. And don't forget... I grew up with men with long hair. Oop, I don't want to lay on the magazine, but I will lay next to the magazine. Yes, indeed. Okay, so I did tell you who I thought was sexy, which I guess means, you know, I would like to see them in a nude spread. But I don't know. Yeah, I mean...
something to think about.
Bernie, not so much.
At night on masturbation.
His wife is kind of cute. She's a little bit voluptuous.
I'd be curious to see what Bernie's working with.
Was what Bernie's organ is?
Working with.
Oh, working with. Oh, just yeah. What he's working
at the end of the day
with.
Doesn't mean anything. It's just like fun.
Well, Trump has lost his dick completely here. He had a little... mushroom pee-pee with Yeti pubes. Speaking of Yeti, that's how Stormy Daniels described his penis. as a mushroom, kind of a little mushroom with Yeti pubes. Yeti implying, I guess, white, like the Yeti abominable snowman. And anyway, now we had that, but now we've removed his dick completely, and he is just a big banana.
He's a Nazi.
He's a Nazi.
He's a fucking Nazi.
Okay.
Everybody should understand that.
Okay, we understand that.
He's a Nazi.
Well, father was in the KKK.
Whatever, he's a Nazi.
All right. Well, yeah, he says there are, you know, good people on both sides.
Nothing funny about him.
Well, I mean, I think there are funny things about him.
I don't see anything funny about him.
But we're doing a funny show, Max.
I'm not doing a
funny show. No, you're not. Okay. You seem very upset.
Well, there's stuff going on out there.
Yeah, out there.
And I have a little bit of media, just a little pinch of it.
Yes.
And there's thousands and millions of us.
Yes.
And I think we have to speak up.
Maybe you should show yourself on Facebook. Come around here.
I don't need to be on camera.
Well, you know.
And we need to stop this man and stop all the little Hitlers behind him.
Yes, I think so too. But they're getting worse.
They are worse.
They are worse.
Yeah.
They're getting worse. The Mueller report was just not very, it didn't pack any punch. Mueller punted.
No.
And then the Attorney General just took it and turned it into a big lie.
But I'm sorry, I don't agree with that. Actually, the Mueller report is the indictment they're going to use to prosecute him when he comes out of office. He has given them all the ammunition.
Well, they certainly prosecuted Bill Clinton.
They didn't prosecute
him. Far less.
They didn't prosecute
him. They impeached him.
Excuse me. They didn't impeach him.
They impeached him.
They tried.
They did impeach him. They just didn't.
They tried.
They didn't fire him from his office.
Oh my God. We have a lot of angry comments on the Facebook. People are getting a fight on there.
Anger. Give me some anger.
Max, read the one about yourself. Can you read them on there?
I can't read it here.
Okay, I'll read it.
Read it to me.
I don't think very many Bernie supporters voted for Trump. No, you're wrong. Who's that guy speaking all that nonsense?
Let me tell you who it is. About 30% of Bernie supporters voted for Trump.
You know,
asshole.
I don't know if that's true.
That is true. That's where
I
got that.
Well, I don't know. I don't have that statistic.
I am trying to tell you that.
Well,
I've read
you're trying
it.
To, but
so
I'm
what
trying.
Am I, an idiot?
Well, come on, sweetie.
Well,
you're
no,
my husband.
Well, what are you saying?
Let's have a marital spat.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
That's a
no,
fact.
No, well, I don't know. 30%.
You may not. 30% voted. Look it up.
Okay. Somebody should look it up. Not me.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here on the show.
Well, it doesn't matter. A huge
A
huge amount
what
of
does
people
matter,
voted for him.
A huge amount of people voted for him. A lot of people were turned off by Hillary, and I understand that.
Yes, but look what they gave me.
Right.
They gave me this Nazi.
Well,
so I'm not happy with him.
No.
What, should I be thrilled with the liberals and the progressives?
Well,
and the
I'm not
Bernie
thrilled
followers?
With liberals either. But I'm upset with liberals now for pushing Bernie out.
Bernie
Bernie a chance.
Bernie is not getting
Bernie
any.
Bernie speaks for the people.
Bernie is not getting any traction.
He's he was.
Going to lose. He's not now.
Well, because
he's way down.
And this is why the Bernie supporters got angry last time.
Because
he had lots of traction.
But he doesn't this time.
The elites
but he
pushed
doesn't
him out.
This time.
That's because they ran
but he
all
doesn't
these
this time.
He really, you know, the
he's
amazing
like third or fourth,
big protests.
He's third or fourth.
Thousands and thousands
he's
of people.
He's third or fourth down now.
Now he is.
Yes.
He was number one before. He was number one. Way above the others. Way above them. And they still wouldn't
do interviews
then. With him.
That was then.
Well.
We're going to lose again.
But this is why people are upset.
We're going to lose again. We're going to lose again.
It could be.
With this kind of nonsense.
Well, it could be. I'm certainly not a happy about Biden. He's even worse
well,
than him.
Well, let's not.
He's not even a woman.
Let's not tear down the only chance that we might have of beating this fucking Nazi that's in the White House?
Like I said, I will vote for the lesser of two evils, and I guess that's Biden. But I hate Biden. Biden is disgusting. He's voted enthusiastically for every single war. He is so in all the corporations' pockets. He loves Wall Street. He doesn't like women very much, except to play with their hair.
They are all in the pockets of the ammunition suppliers and the military-industrial complex.
Yeah.
So now we have to vote for the person that kills less people. Huh. Out of all of those people.
And isn't that just depressing?
No, what's depressing is that we allowed a man, a Nazi, to go into the White House.
Yes, that's terrible.
That's depressing.
Yeah.
No, it's depressing.
It's depressing.
Yeah, that's depressing.
I signed up voters with dominatrixes against Donald Trump. We are determined to defeat Donald Trump. It ain't easy. It ain't easy when the media is always in his pocket. And
in whose pocket?
In Donald Trump's pocket.
The media's not into Donald.
They are. They're Who always is? Covering him.
Who? Yes, because...
The media's always covering
because
Trump.
Because he's president of the United States.
No. They didn't cover Obama like that. They cover every move, every sentence, every lie. They just run it all over. And his people love when they complain about him. They love when the media complains about him. It's like they go, yeah, Trump's sticking it to him.
No, the New York Times just stuck it to him. Mueller just stuck it to him. All the liberal papers stuck it to him. The only people that are, you're making this up, because the only people that are rah-rah-rahing him and not calling him a liar and an idiot and a fuck-up are the right-wing media. That's the only ones. They may be following
right.
him, and then they say, he's an idiot. Look what he's doing. He's a fucking clown.
Yeah,
so
but
they're not supporting him.
But people, a lot of his supporters, they just eat that up.
But
they,
a lot of his supporters are 25%.
Okay, you seem so...
Of the
kind you like of, this debate?
Yes, I like this debate.
You like this.
I like this debate because I've been watching what's going on.
I've been at DomCon,
you know,
among the Doms.
Well, okay, you've been there. I've been there and watching the country go down the drain.
It is going down the drain.
So,
and it's
not happy.
Partly the Democrats that are letting that happen. They're not impeaching him. They should just impeach him. They own the,
they can't impeach
the House
him.
Of Representatives.
They cannot impeach him.
Okay? You know, they could.
They can't.
They impeach
because
Clinton.
Because the Senate has to be on the bandwagon. And the Senate...
No, they don't. They can impeach him. The Senate makes him resign. The Senate is the ones that says, okay, you got to clean out your desk. They did not say that to Clinton. That's true. But the House of Representatives, which was in those days, 1998, it was owned
He's
by...
He's not going to be impeached. What
the
is
Republicans.
Going to happen, he's going to come out of office. They're going to fucking arrest this guy.
Yeah, but is he ever going to come out of office?
Of course
like
he's
you say,
going to come out of office.
If he wins again, or even if he doesn't, he'll say he won.
Remember,
and then he might just stay there.
5 minutes.
It might take a long time to get him out of there. I can't believe it. We're almost over.
No, we're going to remove him. He's going to be removed.
Well, that might be what it comes down to.
No, we are going to
because he doesn't want to leave
we
of his own accord.
No, we are going to remove him.
You and I.
Every one of us.
Okay.
Because the election is coming up. And if you're fucking around with Bernie, and this one, I don't like this one, and this one here, you got to be with the person that's going to win. That's it.
Well,
otherwise,
Bernie had,
fuck
the,
you
he
all.
Was at the top. And I hate Biden. I do. I love Biden.
If he can take this fucking guy out of there.
He'll let abortion be repealed, overturned in all these places. He'll let Roe v. Wade be overturned.
Who?
He loves Republicans. Biden! He said, I love Dick Cheney. He's a friend of mine.
I think that's very
it's
smart
disgusting.
To say.
It's disgusting.
Okay, well, I think it's disgusting.
Dick Cheney is...
That's why Bernie's not getting anywhere.
You know what? I don't think you should be tearing down the Democrats, okay? Because there's nobody else. There's nobody else. Bernie can't make it. The Freedom Party can't make it. None of them can make it. So if we go around and America is not ready for... I'm a socialist, and America is not ready for socialism.
America is ready for socialism.
No, they're not.
All those people at Bernie's rallies, thousands, they're ready for socialism. That's why the House brought in socialists like AOC. I mean... America is ready. It's the corporations at
pockets,
the top.
Pockets,
it's the wealthy that aren't ready.
Pockets of the country are
the
ready.
The wealthy aren't ready.
It's the pockets of the country that aren't ready.
That
are ready. The rest of the country ain't ready, let me tell you. They want their cars. They want their money. They want to exploit. That's it.
Well, that doesn't paint a very pretty picture.
It's not a pretty
picture. For the future of the earth.
It's not a pretty picture.
So
Nazis in office is not a pretty picture.
No.
Yeah.
No, we got a lot of problems.
Next episode, we should have people peeing on something or something fun, because I feel like this was the darkest episode yet.
No, it isn't.
It's a dark
darker
country.
Episodes, but it's a dark issue.
But, no, I know, but we talked about a woman dying at the beginning at the hands of her slave, and now
you know,
it's been pretty bummer the whole time.
Well,
it's a sad episode, guys. It's okay.
Even Michael seemed a little depressed.
He did. That's what I'm saying. Everything was just kind of sad. It's a melancholy
episode. Max
is
very, very angry. I mean, I guess I don't know. I didn't know you're so angry about Bernie supporters.
I told
you. I'm still a Bernie supporter.
No, you could be a Bernie supporter.
And I'm an Elizabeth Warren supporter.
And you know what's going to happen? We're going to burn, baby.
I would like Biden
2 minutes.
To take some of Bernie's policy ideas if he is going to be the front runner.
But that's the problem, because Bernie doesn't know how to play the game. He makes
to
kiss everyone.
Stop arguing with me. Everybody,
like
this
Bernie.
Is my fucking
I'm
show.
That's why I like him.
All right, you people. Okay, listen, I've only got a minute. It's my show, so fuck you all. Okay? I am so mad, and, you know, we've been talking about death and destruction. And I wanted to talk about how great DomCon was and how great our Spank magazine is and have a happy masturbation month. I wanted to be to have some positivity.
Well, we only
and
took
no,
up we
No,
only
you took up the
minutes.
Whole fucking show talking about bad Bernie supporters. And I'm
it's
still my last minute. You're still taking it up. Stop. You can take it up in bed where you might not, you know, get what you usually get. I don't know. It's all related. That's why we have post-Trump sex disorder. When people, you know, they fight. Sometimes you work it out with sex. That's the bonobo way. Maybe that's what we'll do. Hopefully that's what we'll do. Hopefully we won't keep fighting. So, you know, it's good to have an argument every once in a while. We don't agree about everything. I'm very pro-Bernie. Max is, I don't know. He doesn't like Bernie's supporters or Bernie that much.
No,
but,
I like Bernie. He's a socialist.
Okay.
I'm a socialist.
Yeah,
but he can't fucking win.
Well, he could if they.
No, we're
going to
have
if the
him in office
support
again.
Him. Okay, so we got to get rid of the fucking banana brain presidents. We gag him with a banana, but he's still president. And thank you, Jeffrey Valance, for your fabulous pee pad. And thank you, Dominatrixes Against Donald Trump, for registering voters to defeat Donald Trump. And we will come together. You know, maybe we'll just elect a banana. I mean, that would be as good as Biden, and certainly better than Trump to just elect an actual banana. So,
Wait.
Betsy would be a better president. You know, really. Let's run Betsy.
Yes.
Okay, we have to wind it up, or do we have more time?
No, we're out
You said
time.
Yes.
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, yes.
Wind it up.
Okay, so be good. You know, try not to hurt anybody. Don't kill anybody, okay? Don't shoot anybody. And let people have abortions, right? I mean, you know, these men, they don't care. And these women, they obviously want to stick it to their sisters. So stand up for your sisters and for the men who support us. And let us be free, right? And vote this bastard out. I say impeach him now. That's what we have the power to do. And be like bonobos, not baboons, right? Make love, not war. Get Spank Magazine. It's on sale now on our website. So make love, not war. That's what it's all about. And that's why I don't like Biden. make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. Right? Merry Masturbation Month. I love you. Bye.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk with us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination. My world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, and fantasize with you. And no fantasy is too taboo. And we help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. If you've never called before, don't be embarrassed. We all need help with sex at one time or another. Even world leaders do. Maybe especially world leaders do. But I'm not going to tell you which ones. So, when you need to ask a question or play out a fantasy or just talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, call us at 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the make love, not war, great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war, really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure, with the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males. Bonobos are special, partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. You know, the pain. And have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life. Hear that buzz? That's the motor bunny.